Let's go right out to our guest, Christine Brennan. She is a sports columnist for USA Today. Christine, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Great to be with you, Dr. Drew. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. So this is the fall of one of the greats, yes? It's crumbling. Tiger Woods.
It is. It's really sad. You know, I've been as critical of him as many people, maybe as anyone in sports media, but there's no joy in this at all. I mean, this is you look at that mugshot and you just kind of shudder, don't you? It's just, wow. It's just what a fall from grace, and what an unexpected one, as he was kind of settling into life as obviously a guy who couldn't play because of his back injuries and back surgeries, four of them in 3 years, but also as a guy who loves being a dad, taking his daughter to her soccer games and his son to go play golf, 8, 9 years old kids, a divorced dad, good relationship with Elin, his ex-wife, after that whole fiasco in 09 and 10. So, yeah, really surprising, troubling, and probably a window into this world of Tiger that we thought was so great. And obviously, maybe it's been anything but that.
I think Mike and I would argue not so surprising. This is a guy who was treated for an addictive behavior disorder, who has had a problem with benzodiazepine, now in a cycle of back surgeries that, that just translates to pain meds in my head instantly. And
I hear four back surgeries.
Yeah, I hear opiate addiction.
I think linebacker, not golfer. And when I hear golfer with four back surgeries, I'm a drug addict, and my mind immediately goes to, well, that's that problem. You know, it's a chicken and egg argument, and you can say, oh, did the drugs lead to the back pain or the back pain, whatever. It's a vicious cycle, and he's in it.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, he's in it. He's in it, and his life is in danger. That's the other thing people need to remember. I mean,
exactly. And, of course, I guess for me, the more surprising thing is that he, didn't decide to have someone drive him, although I understand if you are... knocked out to the point where you're falling asleep, you don't have all your faculties and you're not thinking clearly. But what he could have lost, here he is, 41 years old. If there had been a car accident, if someone had plowed into the back of that car that was sitting half on the road, not on the road, according to the police, if there had been a family coming along, granted, it's 3 a.m. I mean, he's actually quite lucky that he wasn't in an accident or didn't hurt somebody or hurt himself. So that part of it, as a guy who's 41, not 21, I'm a little surprised that he, of course, it's 3 a.m. I mean, there's a lot of questions that are still unanswered of exactly what he was doing and why he was doing it. But because he's Tiger Woods, he's a public figure, and he's obviously been out there with selling pitching products and making millions, we're going to be asking those questions. And, of course, he understands that, which is why he gave that statement that he did, taking blame and apologizing right off the bat.
A man who at his peak was arguably not the best golfer, the most dominant athlete we had ever seen. Yeah. Is there any hope in a game such as golf, which is so mental and psychological, is there any hope that at age 41, Tiger Woods could ever even, I'm not asking him to be Tiger of old, but just become a competitive top 10 PGA golfer again?
Well, certainly people hope that, right? Because that would be one of the coolest stories in sports ever, certainly of this decade, right? If he were to come back. The four surgeries in the same spot in his back over 3 years, let's stop and think about that for a minute, especially if you're a golfer in the swing, which, of course, the beautiful swing in the 20s, everyone said he could get in trouble with that swing. Well, sure enough, it has come to pass on that front. So I think I will be the last journalist, guys, on earth to declare someone's career over until that athlete, he or she, says it's over, of course.
Right.
But each day that goes by, it becomes more difficult to envision that scenario, as great as it would be and as most amazing to write about and cover it would be. I think it becomes more difficult to envision. And, of course, now, with this news, granted, he's been taking medication for a long time with that back, for sure. There's no doubt. But whatever's happening and whatever's led to this, this horrifying and awful and sad turn of events, then he's got to deal with that now, too.
Speaking of losing, is he going to lose all of his, some of his sponsors?
We lost a lot of them anyway in 2009 after the run-in with the fire hydrant Thanksgiving weekend, and Accenture dropped him, AT&T dropped him. The car companies dropped him. They just didn't want to be. So any crossover companies, in other words, that were not just sports or golf related like Nike, they just said enough of this. We can't possibly be involved with this, with the all the mistresses and all that stuff that happened back in 2010 that people remember so well, I'm sure. So he lost most of them, but he's got the sports one. Nike will stay with him forever, right? I mean, Nike's going to be the last man standing. I think here's the problem. I think Tiger was probably hoping, understandably so, to create this kind of new persona for himself where he could be the next Nick Blitz or the next Palmer, because as you guys know well, golfers, you can keep playing throughout, you know, into your 40s, 50s, couples in his late 50s.
Or morph into different sort of features of the, you know, design courses and of other products and whatever.